Righto, from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
We'll take the good news from the dairy this morning, won't we?
Yeah, I think we will. Global dairy trade auction overnight. Steady as she goes, I think is the way to describe it. We were looking for prices to stabilise following that quite good 2.4% rise in the price index at the last auction, which was on the 15th of November, but that followed three, you know, quite weak auction results. And we spoke yesterday, Mike, about those weaker dairy prices through November in the general context of commodity prices. So we've seen a 0.6% rise in the index overnight. So big categories, skim milk powder lifting 1.7% and whole milk powder 0.1%. We'll call that unchanged. There is one more global dairy trade auction between now and the end of the year on the 20th of December. I think the industry will be heartened that the downtrend that's been in place since March seems to have abated. So steady as she goes.
Good stuff. Now, the RBA yesterday, so they're up another 25 points, which is not 75. So they're at 3.1, which is not 4.25.
You've pretty much hit all the points there, Mike. So looking across the Tasman yesterday, the Reserve Bank of Australia reviewed their equivalent of the official cash rate. They've delivered a little Christmas present for our Australian cousins. RBA has moved the cash rate, as you said, to 3.1 from 2.85, a 25 basis point move. And yes, you're right. We are sitting at 4.25, heading for 5.5. And at the last official cash rate review, we got the supersized hike of 75 basis points. So what you have illustrated, Mike, is the reasonably significant differences now in the implementation of monetary policy on either side of the Tasman. It is the eighth straight increase in the Aussie cash rate and the highest cash rate that Australia has had for a decade. A bit of debate over there over how high the cash rate will need to go, but it's markedly different from what's happening here at the moment. The market's pricing a peak of 3.5, so not far from the current rate of 3.1. A very measured tone, I would say, in the statement from RBA Governor Philip Lowe. He said the bank would be guided by incoming economic data. They are closely monitoring the global economy, household spending, wage and price setting behaviour. And therein, Mike, lies a key difference at the moment between the two Antipodean economies. They are not seeing the wage price pressures that we are seeing in New Zealand. Now, headline inflation in Australia is expected to go a little higher. And we see that word again, the favourite word of the central bankers in 2022, Mike, resolute. Where would they have been without it? They are going to be resolute in their determination to return inflation to target, still walking and navigating that narrow path to a soft landing. They meet next in February. Small lift in the Aussie dollar after that. Bit of interest, but I suppose, for all Kiwis, Mike, heading across the Tasman, the Kiwi-Aussie cross, it's finishing the year back on its highs, right up in the mid-94s, so you get 94 cents Aussie for every Kiwi dollar. In September, Mike, that was at 87 cents, so our higher interest rates might be playing a role
parity
there. Sorry, well, we never get to parity. I'm just so tired of parity parties. Do you know how many times in the last 35 years I've heard about bloody parity parties?
Exactly. All right. Yeah.
Never had one.
No, that's true. I'll take 95. I'll take 94 over 80 something any day. Now, this building work in place thing. So, yes, consents, but do we build?
Yeah, so building consents tells us what we're planning to build, and then we get information on building work put in place. Released yesterday, and a bit of a surprise, stronger than expected. So third quarter to the end of September, so it is a bit dated, but volume of building work activity rose 3.8% in the September quarter, residential 3.1%, non-residential 4.9%. Forecasts were closer to a 1% rise, so it really contrasts with the awful sentiment evident in the building sentiment survey and probably supports the view that while sentiment is weak, that sort of expected slump we're going to see in building, particularly residential market. Maybe it doesn't happen until a little bit later in 2023.
Okay, what are the numbers?
US markets are a little bit weaker, 33,611 on the Dow Jones. That's down 1%. The S&P 500 down 1.1%, 3,954, so back under 4,000. And the Nasdaq getting hit a bit harder, down 1.8%, 202 points, 11,037. The FTSE 100 overnight lost 46 points, 7,521, 0.61%. The Nikkei gained 0.25%, 27,885. Shanghai Composite unchanged, 3,212. The ASX 200 reacted a small negative to the RBA cash rate, down just under 0.5%, 7,291 was the close there. And the NZX 50 we lost 0.4%, 46 points, 11,631 was the close. One Kiwi dollar, 0.6327 against the US, 0.9446 Aussie, 0.6029 against the Euro, 0.518 for pounds, 86.47 against the Japanese yen. Gold, $1,771.90. And Mike, you were looking for a weaker,
And
guess what?
Give it to me.
You've got what you wanted, $80.13, almost back to where we were at the start of the year.
90-something Australian, $80 on the oil, bring on Christmas.
There you go. Yeah, just call me the postman, Michael. Just deliver, okay?
All right, mate, see you tomorrow. JMIWealth.co.nz.